Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info programme for September the 19th. I'm Jo Fay. This week, we're looking at the new business opportunities emerging in Iran in the wake of the nuclear deal, and how the Swiss got to be in such a good position to take advantage. Iran isn't an easy market. We find out what Swiss business leaders are thinking. We talk with experts about the risks and rewards, and why they're advising the cautious Swiss to jump right in. Swiss Info journalist John Heilprin explains.
I'm at an elegant hotel in downtown Zurich, Switzerland's financial center, at the start of an unusual event. Swiss executives are here to learn about Iran. The organizer is Switzerland Global Enterprise, a private association that's partly financed by government to encourage international business. At first, only a handful of people were expected to come. Now we're in a hotel ballroom with standing room only. There are 350 business leaders, mostly Swiss, but a lot of Iranians too.
So my name is Jean-Luc Buller. I'm International Business Development Manager for Vizouk in Zouk. We're a premium household appliance company producer manufacturing in Switzerland. We are, of course, looking at different opportunities in different countries. And, of course, Iran has been talked about kind of a re-emerging virgin market with huge potential. We thought, let's have a go, have a quick glance on it. And it was very informative. And for us, we had some new intelligence coming in the case of just what to take care of while entering Iran.
You don't currently do any business there, but are you thinking of setting up shop there?
So we're currently not doing any business, but yes, we are planning to first of all look at the market, at the potentials. We are in contact already with potential Iranian partners.
A lot of the talk is about risk, as in, it's worth taking. That's the pitch to the Swiss. Experts say Iran's bureaucracy and corruption are among the biggest risks. However, there is also the uncertainty over sanctions. For now, the vast majority of international sanctions against Iran, including all of those adopted by the United Nations Security Council, remain in force. The Swiss cabinet in August lifted sanctions against Iran that already were suspended since January 2014, in line with the European Union. That did not create additional business opportunities for Swiss companies, and the cabinet has reserved the right to reintroduce the lifted measures should implementation of the nuclear deal fail. On the other hand, Iran has significant oil and gas reserves, and it has a well-developed stock market where more than 500 companies trade. What does Bueller think? Is it worth taking the risk?
Well, if you're talking risk, we are not looking countering or being confronted with risk, but with big opportunities. I think while working structured towards a market entering or introduction, you may plan a lot of things, but you need to be flexible for a lot of unexpected new directions. We do not think really that the risk for us will be big, because we are working with a local partner which we kind of know already from earlier on.
The Swiss government estimates that Swiss exports to Iran, 610 million Swiss francs last year, could double or even triple within a decade. That would still only come to 1% of Swiss exports. But over the longer haul, there's so much more potential in a land with 10 times the population of Switzerland. We're also told, for example, that Iran has 55 million cellular phone subscribers, almost as many as in France or Britain. I asked just exactly what Vizug Limited would be selling in Iran and how big of an opportunity it is for the company. Here's International Sales Manager Bueller again.
Well, we're going to sell, of course, household appliances. What we mean with that are convection steam ovens, paralytic ovens, electric ovens, induction hobs, cooktops.
How would you describe the Iranian mindset and the Swiss mindset? And do you see them as being very far apart, or can you bridge the gap?
Well, if you look at the cultural perspective, I think there are some differences, but which may be closed or bridged with each different minds, which probably in business-wise were not that far away. We're a neutral country. Iran has a seen or will hopefully credit that Switzerland, Swiss politics have been very neutral towards Iran, but we're obliged, of course, to follow as well certain sanctions. But I think due to the fact that we're kind of a laid-back person, structured, open-minded to certain extent or limits as a Swiss person, that we may be very well welcomed by the Iranian people.
And what about human rights, I asked him, or the fact that the U.S. has long considered Iran to be a state sponsor of terrorism? Is this a concern?
Well, of course, all laws, legislations need to be followed without any compromise. This is anyhow how we deal with. If there are any limits, we are not crossing the limits at all. But, of course, if you're doing business, you would like to do business, and we are not doing politics.
Just one last thing. Have you been to Tehran? And if so, just as a person, do you find it bewildering or do you find it exciting to be dealing with the Iranians?
It's to be honest, one of my, well, not last, but one of these countries I've not yet been, which I'm really looking forward to go, because educated people, a very nice culture, and complete other language to us. Really, it's going to be a positive experience.
The Swiss government began imposing sanctions on Iran in 2007 in keeping with the international community. Then last year, it began lifting them in line with trade partners. That's creating new opportunity. I asked Philippe Velty, a former Swiss ambassador to Iran, to size up Iran's potential. Do you see this as a big potential gold rush for Swiss companies?
Overall, it's certainly one of the very good opportunities. There are not so many other markets which come up now with opportunities, re-emerge as Iran. All the other markets, we know them, we know difficulties, we know the risks and the benefits, but this one is a big new player in this competition of markets.
Can you sum up some of your expectations for what will occur and maybe some of the uncertainties that you think Swiss business leaders should be focused on at this point?
Well, in general terms, the whole region is in a dramatic mess. Watch TV every evening and you see what I mean. And within this big mess, you have Iran, which is not in a mess, which is the country, which is a big country with an amazing stability. And it can guarantee this stability for everybody whoever joins their market. So the interest that the Swiss economy, the industry should take is to see Iran as a stable market as it is and to imagine how far the projection of stability into the whole region coming out of Iran could be and how beneficial it would be for Swiss industry which engages in Iran in a view of conquering the whole regional market, which is for the future, which is not today yet.
Though the Swiss embrace new technology and innovation, they are keen on minimizing risks, especially in business and finance. It turns out Switzerland and Iran have quite a history together already. Swiss watchmakers settled in the Persian Empire in the 17th century, and formal trade relations between the two countries began in 1873 with a friendship and trade treaty. The countries now have three formal economic treaties. Switzerland also has represented the interests of the United States and a number of other countries in Iran. Still, in many ways, Switzerland and Iran are worlds apart. Here's Velty again.
Since you're one of the few people that really understand, let's just say, the Iranian psyche and the Swiss psyche, how far apart are they?
Well, they're two different civilizations. But there's one thing which I always amazed me. If you look at Iran, which geographically is in Western Asia, if you look at Iran and ask yourself, is Iran now Asian or European? The answer is very clear. Iran is put in front of this alternative, is more European than Asian. Whereas India, China, Japan, they are clearly, Vietnam, they are very Asian, completely Asian. Very often I got the feeling that they have the same self-perception.
So is there any low-hanging fruit, so to speak, for companies entering Iran?
In the immediate time frame, it's a great opportunity to enter Iran with high-tech products which are usable and needed in the exploration, exploitation, refinement field of gas and oil. That is the top priority of the government. And who comes in with the high-tech needed will be very welcome.
But first, Felty told me, the biggest stumbling block to trade relations with Iran will have to be fixed. He is talking about money transactions, a problem that largely stems from the U.S. embargo on Iranian trade. Iran stands to get about $7 billion, or 6.7 billion Swiss francs, in relief from the international sanctions that have badly damaged its economy. That would clear the way for what experts say could be billions more in contracts flowing through Swiss trading networks. That's because Switzerland is a global hub for diplomacy and commodities trading. At least 20% of the world's commodities is traded there. If it's lunchtime, it must be time for networking. At the Zurich Hotel, that means a well-heeled crowd politely nibbling on a mix of Swiss and Iranian dishes, followed by dessert and espresso. I caught up with Sharif Nizam Mafi, managing director of the Tehran office for the Bühler Group, a Swiss technology provider in over 140 countries. As chair of the Iran-Switzerland Chamber of Commerce, he also has a finger on the pulse of change underway. He readily acknowledges the many risks that Swiss companies face trying to come to terms with Iran's politics and culture, along with its record on human rights and its business environment.
The Iranian business environment, it complies of numerous elements, and these elements you have to be very careful about. Iran's potential is tremendous in the region. It's a country of 80 million. It has one of the highest education forces as far as employment is concerned. A lot of people that the workforce is very competent. But there's also risk. The risk, of course, is political. The risk is also related to sanctions that are not lifted yet. And also the corruption within the system that is hampers the progress of a lot of companies.
I asked him how he would sum up the Swiss and Iranian business psyches, and how far apart he thought they really were.
They're quite far apart. I mean, you can always find the right partners with the right mindsets that match your criteria of how you want to do business as a Swiss company. But Iranian psyche, I would say, is more of a bazaari psyche, of more of a wheeler, dealer, a hard bargain, negotiation, and they look at negotiation in a win-lose situation, not a win-win situation. So these are the cultural differences that need to be merged if a business company wants to be successful. And there are elements, there are partners in Iran that think like the Swiss companies and are, you know, and you can make good agreements with them and progress quite significantly with them.
So the Swiss seem eager to adjust, if need be, to fit into the Iranian way of doing business, rather than shy away from the possibility of a new land of opportunity. And yet, there's still uncertainty for Swiss business about whether and when Iran will open for business by getting relief from sanctions, most of which still remain in effect.
John Halprin reporting there. You can read more about the changes in Iran from a Swiss perspective and the issue of doing business there in the wake of the nuclear deal, online at swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening, and thanks this week to studio technician Daniel Wheeler. This programme was produced by John Heilprin and Jessica Dacey.